Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Last year, the San Francisco Giants won it all without any black guys on the team. The closest thing to a person of color in the stands was their mascot, a biracial seal. If you want to see a seal clubbed to death, let them stroll through Brooklyn flashing those rings. And the team the Giants had to beat to get there, the St. Louis Cardinals, had no black players either. None. How could you ever be in St. Louis and see no black people? And get this, the crowds were more than 90% white. Like the Ferguson Police Department. Baseball isn't 20% black anymore. It's 8% and falling fast.
Bruh. There's a comedian, Chris Rock. Stirred up some controversy this week when he appeared on HBO's Real Sports, ranted about the decreasing number of black players in Major League Baseball. What do you think of that? Major League Baseball action, and perhaps that comment. Number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts are going to be in evidence in this next hour for the week of April 20th to the 24th, 2015. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is the review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, conversation radio. We'll review all of them in this hour. The top 10 talk topics, folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside talkers.com. This is the outfit that takes care of talk from top to bottom, if you will, are surveying and monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the United States to determine this list. So, as we count down from number 10 to number 1, you will realize once again that Major League Baseball and a lot of sports activity, pretty much as usual, comes in at number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 item has been around for a couple of weeks. The focus on Ben Affleck and his history, his roots, if you will. Here's host John Hines, who talks about Mr. Affleck petitioning PBS to censor the story about his ancestors, who apparently owned slaves.
The PBS production, Finding Your Roots. Maybe you've heard about this in the last couple of days. Today, or actually late yesterday, Ben Affleck finally spoke up about asking the host and producer of the show to edit out. Finding Your Roots is when they go and they kind of look up your genealogy. Well, he asked the host and producer of the show, Henry Louis Skip Gates Jr., to edit out the fact that a part of Ben Affleck's background was a guy who owned slaves at one time. He said, "I was embarrassed. The very thought left a bad taste in my mouth." This came about, the news of this came out, because remember the WikiLeaks, when they hacked into the Sony database? There were conversations going on between the entertainment chair at Sony, Michael Linton, and the producer of the show, Finding Your Roots. Ben Affleck went on to say, "I lobbied him the same way I lobbied directors about what takes of mine I think that they should use. It's a collaborative, creative process. Skip ultimately decided what went into the show. He agreed with me on the slave owner part, but made other choices I disagreed with. In the end, it's his show, and I knew that going in, I'm proud to be his friend and proud to have participated." The email chain, though, shows Gates and longtime friend Linton discussing the request from the star to remove part of his family history. So here's my take on this. Does Ben Affleck need to be embarrassed about that having been a part of his background? His ancestry. I mean, are we who our ancestors were? Good or bad? Yes, so maybe noble ancestors out there. You shouldn't take credit for whatever they did or blame for whatever they did. Linton advised Gates to take it out if no one knows, but if it gets out that you're editing the material based on this kind of sensitivity, then it gets tricky.
Number 8.
Number 8 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Amnesty program that released a gang member. Here's host Greg Knapp talking about the president's amnesty plan, which allowed a known gang member to come back in the United States, and now that gang member has been charged with the murders of four people.
We were told about President Obama's amnesty, if you remember, you know, the deferred action on children, and children being everyone up to 21 and even higher, depending on when you came into this country, was that we're going to deport felons, not families. Felons, not families. What a great phrase that was. It's the moral thing to do. We're deporting felons, not families. Well, we're just talking about deporting people who aren't supposed to be here, you know, and they can take their family with them, and they don't have to. But no, felons, not families. But they assured us, if these guys are bad dudes, they're out of here. The Obama administration now admitting an illegal alien who was a known gang member when he applied for amnesty was granted the amnesty. He has now been charged 2 years later in the murders of four people. Emmanuel Jesus Rangel Hernandez, allowed in August 2013 to remain here. Leon Rodriguez is the director of the USCIS, and he has acknowledged now in a letter to top Republican senator that, yes, he was approved, even though a federal crime database indicated he was a, quote, known gang member, end quote. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki declined to address this when she was asked about it on Fox News. She didn't want to address the specifics.
Right.
Well, this guy's originally from Mexico, now charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings in February in North Carolina, four people, including former America's Next Top Model contestant Mirjana Pular. Charles Grassley, Republican Iowa, said, "This statement confirms what we have feared, that the USCIS is not doing a thorough job reviewing the individuals who it allows to stay in this country under the President's Deferred Action Program. And it's no secret that the staff is under intense pressure to approve every application that comes across their desks, and it is putting us at risk." Yep. No doubt about it.
All right. That's number eight this week on the countdown. So we're going in order. We start at number 10. We go to number one. So number seven will be up next. Don't you like my math? 14 past the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminated big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Don't pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $149 plus 10% off Morningstar Bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24 month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, "Not on my watch."
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Number 7.
The number 7 item in the countdown this week, a focus on North Korea and China and the United States. There is a warning that's been issued by the Chinese to the Americans about what the North Koreans have up their sleeve with regard to nuclear weaponry. Here's host Barry Armstrong with Jay Solomon from the Wall Street Journal, who wrote the report in the journal. The latest news on North Korea's nuclear capabilities is the focus.
How did this creep up on us like this?
I think that, you know, a lot of people lost kind of focus on North Korea in the past 3 or 4 years with the Iran situation and all this instability in the Middle East. But we've known for more than 10 years now that they not only had the ability to make weapons by basically harvesting plutonium, but they also had created an uranium enrichment program, which is basically the second path to building a bomb. And in 2010, one of the American scientists we interviewed in our story actually visited the site in North Korea. So they could see 5 years ago that they definitely had the capacity to really start ramping up their production of nuclear weapons. And that's what the Chinese believe they have done. And what's particularly scary is the perception is they can also miniaturize these warheads so that they could put them onto ballistic missiles, and that is kind of the bigger threat towards the United States. Not only that they have the weapons,
yep,
but they're also creating the delivery system.
Right. They could shoot them to California and even as far east as Minnesota, from what I saw on your map.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they've kind of perfected this missile system, but yep, they're certainly working on it, and they're certainly trying, and it's kind of the world really seems that they've been distracted in some ways. I mean, obviously, North Korea is still on the radar screen. They launched a cyber attack against Sony around Christmas, so they've continued sort of their very destabilizing activity. But on the actual issue of the nuclear program, there hasn't really been a plan or an effort really to disrupt it in the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, let me ask you. I've always taken a perspective on this that, for the most part, China is going to deal with North Korea. I mean, China is their closest ally. They're their biggest investor, biggest trade partner. I mean, is China reaching out to the United States for help?
I mean, that just has been sort of a case of, it's your problem, no, it's your problem. The U.S., particularly the Obama administration, looks at China as the biggest a business partner, its only diplomatic ally. This is your problem. You guys have the most influence on them. Why right. You should be dealing with it. I think the Chinese think, oh, the U.S. is the one who has the troops stationed in South Korea. The conflict is, you know, born from the Korean War, which was the U.S. fighting the North Koreans with the Chinese. So they look at it as our problem, mm-hmm, in a lot of ways.
All right, so experts have estimated North Korea to have between 10 and 16 nuclear weapons. Doesn't sound like a lot, but only one going in the wrong place pretty much disturbs the balance of power on the planet. The United States has had closed-door meetings with the Chinese when it comes to this sort of thing. So apparently this story coming out may go back a year or so in terms of the conversation, but they've kept it quiet. And that, I don't know if that's disturbing or it's not disturbing, although they've been talking, looking a little further down. 2012 was when that information first came from the Chinese. So what do you think about that? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, 21 after the hour.
Thank you. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item, an event every year for the past 45 years, taking place this past week with lots of focus. It's Earth Week, Earth Day, Earth Month. Here's host Bruce Van Dyke talking to Sharon Nice, president of the National Waste and Recycling Association. They discuss the challenges of ecology versus the economy.
What are some of the challenges facing recycling and all those things that have kind of came to our consciousness some 40-some years ago?
Well, there is more recycling than ever before, and right now, curbside recycling is available to 193 million Americans. That's more than two-thirds of the population. And Americans want to recycle and are recycling. However, we're at the crossroads. While we all recognize that recycling is ecologically sound, it also needs to be economically sound. And the two things that impact that are commodity prices and contamination of the recyclables.
Explain that a little more. What do you mean by those two parts? Maybe take the commodity part first.
Yeah. The recycling's a commodity business where recyclables are sold to be reprocessed into other products. And right now, the value of those commodities is very low. For example, one executive recently noted that where he used to get $150 per ton of paper, he now gets 50 or 60. So those prices are way down and really challenges the ability to cover our costs.
Why are they down?
For many, many reasons. The strength of the dollar for exports, Chinese demand, also the recent dock worker slowdown in California. There are many reasons why they're down.
Well, there always seems to be sometimes a cost involved with the recycling, and I've heard other people, you know, there's a cost that it costs them more than what they're actually getting out of the recycling, but they're doing it because they don't want to put it into the landfill. So that's kind of the driving force, I guess, in one sense, to keep things out of the landfill.
Well, one of the important things about recycling is that the public can help with is to make sure that they put into that bin what belongs in the bin and keep out what doesn't belong there. It makes it easier to process, and of course, it cuts the costs a bit.
What are some of the things that people are contaminating the recyclables with?
Well, for example, plastic bags should not be recycled curbside. They should be recycled at your grocery store. When they get into the bin, what they do is they can damage the machinery that actually separates the other recyclables. Needles need to stay out of the bin. Cans of paint should not be put in the bin. And there are picket fences we see in the bin. They don't belong there. Garden hoses should be out of the bin. And if you want to know more, you should check out the infographic, which we developed in cooperation with Keep America Beautiful. And it's on the website beginwiththebin.org. It shows you the top 10 products that belong in that bin.
All right. One of the things that came about just sort of as an aside here to the reality of Earth Day that, for me anyway, makes this of value is the information, as long as it's not one-sided, that can be gleaned and presented in schools, whether it's elementary school, junior high school, college, the education about our environment. I'm not one of the people who thinks that the Earth is collapsing because of human contamination or use of fossil fuels. I think that it may be playing into some of the problems that we have. But Congress is currently in the process of setting the federal budget for the fiscal year that's coming up. So maybe it would be a good idea if you tell your congressman to include funding for environmental education in the public school system. Food.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the perspective of Talkers Magazine, the stories that are in the news talk radio focus for this past week, that's what we do in this hour of the program, and we're focused on the last full week of April, ending on Friday, April the 24th. Here's where we've been so far in this hour. At number 10, what's going on in Major League Baseball? Pretty much that's the focus. Other sports coming to a wrap. Ben Affleck's cover-up, or at least the alleged the request of Ben Affleck to not to have a PBS special focus in on his roots. Number 8, the amnesty program, federal amnesty program, that released a gang member who went out on a shooting spree, apparently. Number 7, the North Koreans and their nuke program. Number 6, Earth Day. So that brings us around to
Number five.
That is a very important story from my perspective. A lot of people think that this is just one of these. Is this a telling moment? I guess maybe better to ask a question than to make a statement here regarding Freddie Gray, the man who was killed in Baltimore, and all the protests that have taken place this past week because of the circumstances with the police. Here's host Clarence Mitchell talking to William Murphy, who's the attorney for the Gray family. They discuss the status of the case at the moment and the state of policing in America.
You have so many cases, Billy, that you've been involved with, and you've, you know, said some cases you don't want to be involved with. What made you decide to take this case?
Well, this is a signature case about what is going on in America, and I think the national dialogue could stand improvement about these kinds of cases and this phenomenon of police brutality. And I'd like to contribute to that national dialogue. Number two, this is a family that is in great need. This is a shocking loss for them, and they are grieving unbelievably. And they're angry at the same time about how this life could just be taken away so suddenly and without any apparent good reason. We know now that, and the police virtually admitted yesterday, that there's no probable cause for the arrest. And
can I stop you there, Billy? Because that's an important point. I've been harping on this since I've been on the air now 8 years, looking at a police policy that's been in existence for about 15 years now, which escalated to this New York-style policy of policing. We have to look at this case as a microcosm, attorney and former judge Billy Murphy, of what is wrong with policing in the city.
Absolutely, and a microcosm of what is wrong with policing in the nation. Because the hits keep on coming,
go ahead, call me Clarence. You want to say Clarence. Say Clarence.
I do want to say Clarence. The hits keep on coming. And every day there's a new outrage. And next week there'll be a case worse than this one. And I'm on the verge of asking for Justice Department intervention because I was not satisfied with the progress of the investigation as I heard it yesterday. And bear in mind, I don't blame Stephanie for this because she's stuck with these police officers. And she has to depend on them to give her the information. She can't go out and investigate the case personally. And I can sense her extraordinary frustration, number one, that this happened on her watch, but number two, that the progress of the investigation is less than satisfactory, unless there's something, a bombshell of some kind, that they don't want to tell us about.
Two questions besides the whole probable cause thing, which to me, if you're in Baltimore City, you need to be worried about jogging through a bad crime area because you will be stopped, according to the definition we heard yesterday, by
running
the police.
Running while black. Or another way of putting it is felony running.
I mean, just amazing to me. And then two things popped up in me listening to the press conference. And number one, the commissioner admitted that at one point during the detaining of Freddie Gray in the whole situation, he requested an inhaler. What I didn't hear, though, well, what was the response from the police? Did they say no? Did they say shut up? What was the response when he requested the inhaler?
Well, obviously, circumstantially, the communique was that he didn't get it. Because it would be a non-issue if he didn't get it. But I agree with you. Somebody should have just been forthright and said, he asked Officer X for
right.
the inhaler, and Officer X refused to give it to him.
Number four.
Number four item on the countdown this week. This is something also, as the week came to an end, that really was stirring the pot. Those drone strikes, killing hostages, Americans, and the president apologizing. Here's host Dory Monson talking to Maura Reynolds from Politico.com about the details of this strike on al-Qaeda that killed hostages, including this one American.
What are the details as we know them on this particular drone strike?
Well, the details are still coming out, but the administration is saying that this was an attack that did not specifically target any individuals, and in other words, basically, they didn't know who exactly was inside this compound when they bombed it using U.S. drones.
So why did they, in fact, target this particular area, this particular compound?
Well, they say that, you know, hundreds of hours of surveillance had indicated that this was a compound being used by al-Qaeda militants, presumably, you know, to plan attacks that there were. They didn't know specifically who the leaders were, but that they believed that they were definitely militants and that bad things were going on there. And they say that in the, you know, hundreds of hours of surveillance that they did, they saw no indication that there were any civilians or hostages being held at the site.
Now, this happened months ago. It happened in January. Why are we hearing about it now?
Well, I think we're hearing about it now primarily because the Wall Street Journal looks like they were about to publish a report on it, but also behind the scenes in the U.S. government, including between the Congress and the White House, there had been some tension over this incident that was about to break into the open. Dianne Feinstein, who's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, had been asking the White House to certify that these deaths were in fact legal under U.S. law, and that had delayed I guess, the acknowledgement of these attacks for some time while the White House tried to accommodate that request, at least of the way we understand it right now. But in any event, you know, a question about exactly who was killed exactly, you know, whether Congress had been adequately informed and under what legal authority they took place. All of those things taking place behind the scenes delayed any public announcement.
Number three.
The number three item, something that's been around and we'll kick it around from now until the election in November of 2016. Who's running for the presidency? Here's talk host Halloran Hilton Hill. What a great name, Halloran Hilton Hill. Says candidates ought to have to decide if they're going to be a senator or a presidential candidate, but not both.
This message is for Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and maybe Marco Rubio. I cannot consider voting for you until you make an important change. All three are U.S. senators. I have no beef with them personally or politically, but I'm saying quit the Senate and run for president or drop out of the race and be a senator. You can't do both. Let me explain. Just to compete in the primary, the cost of entry is $50 to $100 million. Running for president is an 80-hour-a-week commitment. You owe it to the people from whom you take and raise the money to run and run hard and run to win. How can you make the case that you can run for president of the United States, leader of the free world, CEO of the world's superpower, and serve your state in the U.S. Senate? In trying to do both, you are sending several mixed messages. One, that the job of senator can be subbed out to your staff. Well, if that's true, then that means a Senate seat isn't a really big deal, and that representing your state isn't a full-time job. Two, you're saying you're not all in. You're not even willing to believe in yourself, your team, your message, your candidacy enough to put it all on the line. You haven't cast the ultimate vote, the vote for yourself. Why then should I? You're saying, number three, you're double-dipping. Part of the $50 million pays you to be a candidate. The taxpayer shouldn't tote the note and cut you a paycheck for being a senator while your real full-time job is running for president. I have nothing, personally or politically, against Cruz, Paul, and Rubio. My eyes and ears are open. I want to hear their vision for America. But I can't vote for any of them or any other candidate that's serving in office and running for president.
Interesting and provocative and thoughtful analysis of a situation that often is whisper conversation, but not on the top of the front burner. So, Mr. Halloran Hilton Hill, thank you for that. Food for thought. That's what most of the items here on the Talk Radio Countdown are aimed at, getting you to think and respond. You can send me an email if you'd like about any of the issues or how they're presented. Doug@DougStephan.com. Number two, up next on the Countdown.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Don't pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. The Federal Communications Commission will soon decide if Dish Network, a $14 billion company, will get a $3.3 billion taxpayer-funded handout on wireless spectrum. It is widely reported that Dish abused a program that was intended to help small businesses buy spectrum to provide better wireless service for their customers. Illinois' Geneseo Communication Services was one of many companies that was adversely impacted by Dish's actions. David Williams, president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance.
This is corporate cronyism at its finest. The FCC needs to do three things to correct this mistake. It must investigate Dish's actions, reject the multi-billion dollar subsidy, and make reforms to ensure this type of activity doesn't happen again.
For more information, visit protectingtaxpayers.org. And to take action, call 1-888-CALL-FCC.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Number two.
Number two is a focus on what's going on in the Middle East. There are all kinds of things actually going on in the Middle East. The continuing Saudi-led airstrikes the U.S.-backed offensive aimed at restoring Yemen's internationally recognized president. The item that actually talk host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking about here with the military analyst Jeff McCausland. It's called the Renewal of Hope Campaign.
The decisive storm air campaign from the Saudis, they have ended that and started a new one called Renewal of Hope, preventing the Houthi from targeting civilians or changing realities on the ground. I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Well, it sounds to me like what it means is hopefully that things are moving towards some kind of a political settlement or negotiations. And a minimum would suggest in military terms that they believe they have accomplished their major task of perhaps destroying major weapons that the Houthis have, and now want to see the battlefields fixed in place. If there is a Houthi offensive, they have said they would renew the air campaign, at least in part, if required.
All right, so it doesn't mean that the air campaign is not working. It potentially could mean that they've destroyed all the targets they can from the air.
That's the point, Rick, as I said. And also, if they think the rebel offensive has stalled, at the same time, there are things going on in the background that would suggest to me there's a possibility of some type of political discussion beginning. The Houthis also, for example, today released the brother of President Hadi, who had been the defense minister in his government.
Hmm.
That might suggest that there's, you know, some gesture towards sitting down and doing some negotiations. One of their spokesmen also said they would be willing to consider negotiation if there was a third party to sponsor those. United Nations has been working very hard. They would be the obvious third party.
Now, is Egypt involved at all? Because they had voted like a month ago that they were going to get involved, but hadn't heard that they really were yet.
Egyptians are involved. There are Egyptian ships in the area, as well as those from the United States, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and, of course, the approaching convoy from Iran. But the Egyptians said when they made that announcement, they were going to do a ground assessment. We haven't heard any more about that, but you're right, Rick. They did say that, particularly if they were going to enter on the ground. So I think where we may be is the quid pro quo that might be shaping up is negotiations in lieu of some kind of ground offensive led by the Saudis that might involve Egyptian troops as well as troops from several other Arab countries.
While this is all going on, and we're sending the aircraft carrier and the other vessels to Yemen, what is happening in Iraq with our air attacks in Iraq?
Yeah, you're right, James. Theodore Roosevelt had been conducting airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. It had been positioned in the Persian Gulf to do that, and now moving into the Arabian Sea. Now, Pentagon and FinCom spokesmen have said that the campaign will go on. They're just going to shift over to using ground-based air, but whether or not they they argue it will not have an effect on the pace of the campaign. So clearly, to some degree, U.S. assets are being stretched, and that's why I think in many ways, if you're in Washington right now, as the president stood at the top there, you'd like to see this thing in Yemen settle there.
All right, so if you look at the stories that are a part of the countdown this week, whether it's this sort of thing, ISIS, the problems in North Korea, you come to a conclusion maybe that we have too many arms dealers, too many arms makers in the world. Is that a conclusion you can come to? Number one next on the countdown.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The world, as we see it, in the news talk radio world anyway, number one this week, the focus on nuclear negotiations with Iran. Talk host Joey McLaughlin here with David Sanger from the New York Times. They discuss what we now know about Iran's ability to build nuclear weaponry.
A secret replica of Iran's nuclear facilities at a national security lab in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, has helped scientists devise estimates of Tehran's ability to build a nuclear weapon. David, first, what are we looking at broadly?
Well, it's more than final details, because I think the State Department would like us to think that we've got an agreement on all issues in principle. What we've learned in the past 3 weeks is that the American and Iranian sensibility about what's been agreed to or not is somewhat different. So it's going to be more than a little bit of work between now and then. But this is not simply a diplomatic exercise, but instead has deeply involved the people from the laboratories who built the first American nuclear weapons and has sustained the nuclear fleet ever since to help come up with technological solutions to slowing down the Iranian program through these negotiations.
Explain how some of the folks at these labs were used, David.
Well, the labs have played a critical role in coming up with technological solutions that would give the Iranians the face-saving ability of saying that their facilities are still open, but altering those facilities in such a way that you wouldn't be worried that they could produce nuclear weapons-grade fuel. And that requires a lot of calculation, a lot of ingenuity, and in some cases, some actual experimentation which they did at the secret facility in Oak Ridge that replicates what the Natanz and Fordo enrichment centers in Iran look like.
All right, part two of this discussion. Number one, the Iran nuclear situation. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia about Kaine's call for congressional oversight on the president's plan that's been put forth with the Iranians.
How much oversight are you looking for, Senator?
Well, this deal is fundamentally about one thing. What must Iran do in terms of its nuclear program, giving up nuclear ambitions in order to get out from under congressional sanctions? And since that's what the deal is about, Congress needs to be engaged. So the bill that I wrote with Bob Corker, Bob Menendez, and Lindsey Graham basically sets up a review process. If and when a deal is finalized, it gets submitted to Congress, and based upon amendments that were made in the Foreign Relations Committee this week, Congress has a 30-day period to review the bill, to either pass a resolution of approval or disapproval or take no action, which would allow the sanctions relief to go forward. But this is too important a matter just to have it done unilaterally, and it's important that Congress have a meaningful role.
What are you personally going to be looking for as far as what this deal says?
Yeah, Jimmy, the White House announced a framework on April 2 that had some items filled in and others, you know, left to be determined in the next 12 weeks. The items that I liked, Iran is agreeing to roll back its stockpile of enriched uranium from 10,000 kilograms to 300 kilograms. That's a huge concession, and that's far less uranium than it would be required to build even one nuclear weapon. So if they do indeed roll it back and they can be verified that that's capped and they don't have any more than that, that would be a huge concession.
Well, that's the big part, being able to verify.
Absolutely. And I would say the two pieces that are still to be determined is, are the inspection regimes that Iran is going to be under sufficient to guarantee us that they're not cheating? There were some positive elements of the framework, but much to be determined. And then the other item that still is out there is, how and when will Iran receive sanctions relief? You know,
right.
What do they have to do first before they get relief? And my hope is, frankly, that the relief is phased over time. We need to just test Iranian compliance over a long period of time and release these sanctions slowly.
All right, so you've heard all 10 of the items. In terms of people, there's always a list of the most talked about people, and that list includes Ben Affleck, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, Freddie Gray, Warren Weinstein, Carly Fiorina, Mrs. Clinton, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and President Obama. The poll over the weekend at DougStephan.com gives you an opportunity to look at the top 10 list of talk topics and tell us what you think is the most important one. You can also do that at Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So of all the 10 items this week, is the nuclear negotiation situation with Iran number one for you? Not for me. I think the Freddie Gray thing is number one with me. But you tell us what you think is the situation, because we're always looking for that input. This is a program that helps you understand what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.